WILL comes from Commerce Bank. It's a fact. Small business firms are twice as innovative as larger firms. Commerce Bank is celebrating all the big thinking small business does for our community during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
It's 7:30. A freeze warning is in effect until 9 this morning for our area. Our high today will be 48. It's still 30 on Friends Plaza. Ed Kieser will have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Unit 4 school officials in Champaign are promising a new school in Savoy if the school facilities sales tax passes in Champaign County next week. And Savoy Village trustees showed their support for the idea at a special joint meeting last night of the village and school boards. Most Savoy school children live more than a mile and a half from a Unit 4 school. That means they lack a so-called proximity A school that most of them could either attend or could attend under the school's district schools of choice policy. Instead, school children in Savoy attend schools scattered throughout Unit 4. Trustee Joan Dykstra says that's been a long-time disadvantage for her town.
Many people in the city of Champaign have more than one school that they could choose in a proximity A. We have none. So obviously, with the growth of Savoy and the fact that we pay the exact rate that anyone else in Unit 4 does, we certainly deserve to have a school here.
Dykstra says she's usually opposed tax hike proposals, but she says the countywide school sales tax is different in part because it would draw revenue from U of I students who don't pay property taxes. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says the one-cent sales tax would pay for a $13 million elementary school in Savoy to open in 3 years on land donated by a local developer. Sales tax revenue would also pay for new Northside classrooms, and it would pay off Unit 4's outstanding bond debt, allowing a 10-cent cut in the property tax rate. An Urbana man has been released from jail 3 days after his girlfriend died in a fall from his truck. State's Attorney Julia Reed says she'll wait until the investigation is over before deciding on any charges against 25-year-old Charles Leroux. Police say April Rauming fell out of a truck on Urbana's Willowview Road early Saturday. Police say Leroux drove the injured woman to her parents' home where she died. He was arrested there. The trial date has been set for the first Chicago police officer to face criminal charges in connection with systemic police torture in the 1970s and 80s. John Burge was arraigned yesterday, Robert Wildebor reports.
Former police commander John Burge had his initial appearance in federal court. He pleaded not guilty to charges that he lied in recent court papers about police torture. Burge's lawyers asked the judge to allow him to skip a routine hearing next month as he's been living in Florida and traveling back and forth is costly. The judge agreed, and she also set a trial date for May 11th. Burge's arrest last week and his court appearance yesterday have energized community activists who have spent decades calling for charges against police who tortured confessions out of black suspects on the city's south side. I'm Robert Wildebor.
An agreement has been reached between the developer of a McLean County wind farm and a group of landowners that opposed the project. Invenergy Wind and landowners settled their differences before a hearing in a civil lawsuit filed by the landowners was scheduled to begin on Monday. No agreement was made available. Information is Power represents the landowner. It argued in its lawsuit that the McLean County Zoning Board of Appeals didn't give ample opportunity for opponents of the wind farm to express their opinions. Chicago-based Invenergy applied for the permit in 2006. The zoning board recommended granting the permit the next February, and the county board approved it the month after that. Of the 100 turbines in the planned project, 89 would be in McLean County, the rest in Woodford County. Advocates for the disabled say even though Illinois has laws that are supposed to help, it's still too hard for people with disabilities to find work. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Patricia Bernardczyk is 29 now and working for the state of Illinois. She's soon moving on to a new job, but she says she's had to work hard to get to this point. After a traumatic brain injury 8 years ago, she went to rehab, took skills classes, and then went back to college at Illinois State University and graduated. But according to the statewide Independent Living Council's director, Gerard Broker, 70% of people with disabilities can't find jobs.
When a potential employee comes in the office for an interview and they see maybe a person in a wheelchair, automatically a lot of employers think, oh no.
Broker says improving those numbers involves educating employers and making greater use of state laws. For instance, one allows state agencies to hire someone with a disability on a trial basis. If the needed tasks aren't getting done, the agency can refill the position. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Man, it's freezing out.
Yes, it is.
Literally
freezing.
It is freezing out.
We're not just, complaining because it's cold. No, it's literally freezing. That's what you're saying.
And it's going to again tonight and close to it tomorrow night. Then we warm up toward the end of the week.
We do have a warming trend coming later in the week. But right now we have a surge of cold air coming in from Alaska and Canada. And temperatures across Illinois and Indiana are generally below freezing. Now, there are a few exceptions. In Illinois, I'm checking out the temperatures. And at this hour, Metropolis and Carmi in far southern Illinois, 32 degrees. So that's right at the freeze mark. Everybody else is below.